Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, third day of May. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning. To all you in Chattahoochee Hills.
All right.
Chad, what you laughing at? What you laughing at?
No, it's okay, man. You had your little base scatter.
My question is, as we listen to this, do we have to wait for him to be gone home to glory before we can enjoy this show again very openly?
Yikes. That's a question.
This is my question. Noel got something. I played it. I was thinking about it.
It's way back on DirecTV, and pardon? I have found it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it's around.
Yeah, so, I mean, it didn't used to be around, so I'm just saying, like, somebody got to be tuning in and then to keep spinning it.
Yeah. Again, I'm just saying, well, people are watching Duck Dynasty,
does Buddy
too,
have
you know
to go
I mean?
Work at Trader Joe's? Like, we could just watch the Cosby Show. I'm just saying. That's very
I'd be to step on that. Sorry about that. Because that's interesting. He shouldn't residuals when he was on the show, because it reminds me of The Sopranos. The first year or second year, they got rid of, I won't say his full name, but Tony's from Bompensero. Okay? P. Bompensero. He was gone. Like the second year.
Yep.
Then the show took off and everybody started making big money. And I think it's Robert Pistoria is his real name. He got kind of a little bit of a problem with that. And he's upset that they cut him out that early. My thing is with this show, they were printing money right out of the gate.
I know it.
And so the residuals, there's a reason why you haven't seen many, other than Malcolm Jamal, who was down the street here making The Resident.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen many of the Cosby cast members continuing pushing their acting career, they were till you know that got them that show.
Tim with Tempest Bledsoe had her talk show for a little while.
For a minute,
yep. You know what I mean.
I'm just saying, you know, they you would think you would have seen them in more, but that residuals for that show, please.
But they're not getting it if it's not airing anywhere, right?
And well, they're not getting it the way even if it was airing, they're not getting it at the level they used to because of streaming. So that's the big problem right now with everybody. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry.
At least Noel let me know that it is out there somewhere because I thought it was just, you know, just.
Oh, no, it's out there. I said this before we went into break here. A couple things coming up here. If you're just joining us halfway through our show, we got here at 7 o'clock. We're going to be here until 11. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. I'm in the second week of my Invisaligns.
Yep.
I made it through the first week. I wore them the hours I was supposed to wear them. I didn't take them out and like kids do, and I did what else. I was so proud, man. I got my little badge, and they said, all right, Mr. Clarkson, you can move to tray number 2. Man, I was like, all right, but I'm feeling it.
Okay.
This
okay.
has been pressure on my head, but listen, thank you. God bless my father. And because Pops is taking me to the dentist again. Coming up in the casting call, I'm going to read you an email I got from, of all people, James Gunn and his people.
Okay.
James Gunn, if you don't know, he's the director, one of the biggest in the country, who's doing Superman. He's taking over that, along with doing some other stuff. I got an email from them. Because, you know, I've been talking about I shot something.
Right.
So I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this email coming up later on in the show. But this is actually really important, and I want to get this. Because we reached out to, gave a shout-out to the firemen, which there is a need for in the casting call.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, you know, good morning to Chief Brandon. And I got this back from Chief Brandon. I want you guys to listen carefully. He sent me this back. This is the beginning. They're getting ready to do. Come on, where's that thing at? Firefighters all over the area are collecting money for the Firefighter Burn Foundation.
Okay.
And this this weekend starts the Give Burns the Boot, boot drive.
Okay.
So, again, firefighters across the board. So without the generous support of our citizens, each year the boot drive would not be a success. Visit your friendly firefighters at participating local businesses on May 3rd, 10th, and 17th this year.
So this is something going to be all over?
Yes, 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 yes.
So I can imagine we will see, you know, firemen or people who work for, you know, fire and rescue with a boot.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Or to donate directly, please use, and there's a QR code that I can't obviously pass on here, but help firefighters give Burns the boot. That's the website. That's where you want to go. Go online. I would imagine if you Google that, they'll take you to where you can donate. But yeah. Just got this from Chief Brandon.
And if you're out and about around the area today, you probably will see firemen being very visible.
Yeah, I didn't. And forgive me, did you know about this?
Did not.
I did not either.
But that's tremendous to know.
Give Burns the boot.
Mm-hmm.
God bless them folks, man.
So be on the lookout for them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And tell them thank you. We listen, you can do that to cops. You can do it to firefighters. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it just to service people, and yep. You should.
Yep.
But anybody who's out there running toward the issue,
absolutely.
The problem.
Absolutely.
Not like the rest of us going the other direction.
Right. We owe them thanks. We owe them thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, go ahead, man. This NBA playoffs, where are you at with this right now? Are you more intrigued by who's not there and what's going on, or are you enjoying
I'm enjoying what's happening and seeing what's next in the NBA as it unfolds. And an interesting matchup, really, between established and what's coming is that Houston Golden State series, you know, and we know Butler missed some games and was out and limited in what he could do along with Steph Curry. But it has been an interesting watch, you know, for this young up and coming Houston team team with these established players and Draymond Green and Steph Curry. I think it's been great to watch. Also, the Clippers, and to see and how the Clippers gonna chili dip this one, right?
Well, how did you say it? Chili dip?
I've
never heard that before.
How are they gonna chili dip this one, man? They always find a way, right? But we'll see. Could this year's edition be different?
I'm torn. I want to see Kawhi Leonard give it to everybody just once again. He's kind of like the Miami Marlins in that they show up, they win a World Series, they buy all the players they need, then they go to the bottom of the barrel for about a decade or so.
But nobody goes to their stadium.
No, they don't.
They build a new stadium. It's a good place to go read a book.
They take that display out of center field, but then they come back a decade or so and win it again. And then they go back. 17-year locusts, I don't know, Dracula, whatever you want to, wherever they go for all that time, they go and hibernate, and then they come back. That's kind of what's been going on because of the injuries with Kawhi. We saw what he was, speaking of Pop, with San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He had his issues at San Antonio, got out, went to Toronto, won it there.
Well, and they got a game 7 coming up tonight at 7:30.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So I'm torn because I kind of want to see him there again, but I just got no love for James Harden's game. I'm just so over it because here's the thing. If I push all my chips to the center of the table for the Clippers, then I feel like James Harden's going to show up again. That James Harden from Philly, that James Harden from Houston, all that when it comes to big games.
James Harden from Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, all
we
of them.
We got to forget that.
The dude who does not show up in the playoffs when you need him to be James Harden.
Could that happen again tonight?
That's what I'm wondering. And he's had great players around him, And here he is again with some great players around him, but he might be that X factor. Now he's been playing, he's become a different type of player. This could all just be bar conversation, me being, you know, just obnoxious about this, but this is what I've seen. Until I see it change and see it different, be somebody, be that James Harden, that regular season James Harden, who you feel like can put a team on his back and do it during the playoffs. We just ain't seen it.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard doing it tonight in Denver against Joker and that crew. I think Denver still wins it. I think they move on. They're the fourth seed. I think they win it at home tonight. But that's a big game seven, always big in the NBA playoffs. And this ought to be a great one tonight.
It's all about Ant-Man for me. Not just because they took out a league, just the way he has carried himself. First of all, you look at the people he's left in his wake in the playoffs in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
You start with Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what he did with LeBron this year. Realize those guys aren't in their prime, but still, that's on his resume. That's who he went through.
Not just that he wins it, but he takes a victory lap around the
arena,
right?
And took that
and walked around and just talked to everybody, right?
And gave that shout out. We want to apologize. Terrell mentioned that Valtemont's name. We're not supposed to mention that person's name. You know, when he said that so-and-so in five.
Oh, yeah.
Who was popping off these last X amount of months with that. No, we're not mentioning him. We're going to go past that. But go look at the Monique video if you haven't seen it yet. But I think everybody has.
Yeah, I'll mess with that today.
I know, but I'm watching Ant-Man. I'm watching what I don't want to put his name on anybody else's, but it is just, we didn't watch the ascent of Steph Curry like this. When Golden State started winning it, he was already kind of that dude, but he wasn't as demonstrative and in your face and telling you what's going to happen. Like Ant-Man is doing it. It's a combination of a couple different players. And by the way, a little bit of Ali in there too, as far as the way he's talking.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Would you agree?
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
So that's what I'm – he's the TV show. He's the watch. He's the person who makes you go in their pocket. There ain't many of these guys in the playoffs right now. There ain't many of these guys in the league. But I'm enjoying watching that one dude who makes you reach in your pocket to watch him do his job.
He's doing a heck of a job. He is definitely doing that. And if you hadn't, noticed before, you can't ignore him. You cannot ignore what he's putting out there. So.
You know, the other thing, it's kind of mixed emotions, though. I hate who one of his owners is. A-Rod.
Oh, God. Did he finally figure out who A-Rod was?
They got him.
Because at first he wasn't sure who he was. Who?
that's the only thing, you know. But, man, I'm enjoying watching Ant-Man. And
good man, Ant-Man. Good job.
Now, let me ask you guys this. This is over the top, and this is crazy, but you two were talking about Giannis earlier and where he may land. What was the other conversation we were having this morning? We were talking about Pop. Texas has got a history of putting Twin Towers together. Is it so far out of the realm of possibility that Giannis might say, as opposed to us putting him someplace, he goes, hang on. I'd kind of like to go play with somebody taller than me. Imagine if he were the power forward for San Antonio. Everybody's quiet around here. Nobody's shutting me up. I feel like I've hit on something.
I don't think so. I think that team, that program is a little bit farther away from it than some others
Agreed.
That we talked to that will be closer. Yeah. I don't. You talk about, does he want to win now, want to wait? He's going to go there and wait. He ain't about to win right away in San Antonio. So, I mean, he's got some other – he went sooner here than San Antonio. So, I mean, if he's – that's what he's really want to, if he really wants to go and win right now, he's not going to go and spend time down in San Antonio.
How many more years do you think this dude's got in his gas tank?
I don't know.
To be honest.
I mean
– five?
Maybe
four is one of the top players.
If he takes care of himself, I mean, he's a big man that can turn and face the basket. He's going to have value.
Well, all big men turn and face the basket.
Well, these days now, but I mean, he can turn it and do that as long as he offers that, you know, that element. He's going to get to be around for a while. Whether or not he's on teams that will allow him to contend for championships, and you would think when this guy hit, you know, he was going to win several. He's won the one. And I think that's the thing that looms
and
over.
And some will say that if Kevin Durant's foot was a little smaller, he wouldn't have got that one because he hit the line there with it.
Yep.
But I'm still staying on this hill because we don't know what he wants. And we have seen people in places that we never thought you'd see there before, starting with a dude who's wearing 77 with the Lakers right now. We just, nobody called that. And so all I'm saying is, whether it's an established team that he wants to just plug himself into, he's not going to be a part of one of the top teams. So if he's got to find somebody just under the radar who's about to ascend into the playoffs, listen, this dude could take a young team. And who's to say who's going to get, you know, Golden State's out of the mix after next year, as far as I'm concerned. So what are we talking about? We're talking about OKC. We're talking about Houston. We're talking about, is Denver still going to be a player next year?
Could be.
I put Minnesota ahead of them.
Okay.
And while I can't say that you put Giannis on San Antonio and they're going to be equal to those two, I'm saying in a couple, in maybe 2 years, if they get that one more piece, that young player that they can coach up. And again, Pop knows talent. And by the way, he might grab him from across the ocean too.
Right, right.
It could be something that could be really interesting in this offseason to see where he goes. And I'm going to throw that out there as far as, you know, darts on a board. And let's see. But I would not be surprised if he lands in a place like that, because that's, you got a couple of really attractive players there.
It's true.
You got a front office you got to feel comfortable with. Everything that you said was a problem here in Atlanta, that ain't the problem in San Antonio.
Well, who's coaching?
Who's taking over San Antonio?
Who's coaching?
It's Mitch Johnson. Yes, not a name, but you know the lineage.
That's a real question, though. Well, if you're a star player like Giannis.
All right, so let me ask you this. LeBron didn't have a problem going to that guy nobody knew about named Spoelstra in Miami because he knew Pat Riley was upstairs.
He wanted. That's different.
Pardon? I didn't hear. I'm sorry. Say again.
They put the team together he wanted, though. That's different. He went down there and linked up with a bunch of dudes and the decision and all of that.
So the coach had nothing to do with that? And I'm saying to you that I believe with that mind up in the front office and this guy who knows these players, meaning Mitch Johnson, it's a possibility. I'm not trying to sell it. It's going to happen. But I just think that the youth, boy, coming up together, that core, that coach, we've seen it before. Teams that have had success where they kind of all kind of grew together. I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I was alluding to earlier and wondering if you guys saw any possibility in that. But if you don't, let's move on. let's move on.
Thank you, Brian Gumbel.
No, that was more somebody else. But Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. A bucket list location for millions of people is taking place today, and we got a rep down there. Julie Smith is at the Kentucky Derby. We're going to hear from her next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, Stubby K on a Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. And this is the morning that a lot of people go get their hair done. They've been shot. How long, what do you think the shopping was like? When did it start for going to the Kentucky Derby and looking a certain kind of way?
Oh, it's no telling.
Getting your hair done, buying that perfect hat. Well, let's ask a person who was there.
Who has done that?
let's go to our Julie Smith. Julie, you know, if you don't know her from her other work, you see her doing traffic with Chesley on 11 Alive in the mornings. But the question is, when did you start shopping? Not prepping for the job you have to do, but just shopping.
Actually shopping. Well, first, happy Derby morning.
Yes.
Good morning to you guys. And that's a good question, and I was laughing when you first brought it up. I probably, only because I was so busy at work and I worked that early morning that I would be so tired. I didn't get to start shopping as early as I wanted to, but I think I started putting everything together about a month ago. Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, because it's one thing at a time. You know, you either start with your dress or you start with your hat, and then you shop for the other to go with it. And I consult with a hat designer here in Louisville, and so we were trading pictures back and forth. A lot of that.
You know the crazy thing is?
What's it start? Does it start with the dress first or you start with the hat first? I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I was going to
say. You guys take a guess at it. What do you think?
I would imagine it would probably be the hat first when it comes to something like this, because that's the most prominent part at the Kentucky Derby of your wardrobe. That's what women are looking at with each other.
Uh-huh. I think everybody looks at those.
Am I right?
I don't think there's a right or wrong, but that's a great answer, and that's what a lot of people say. And that I've gone so many times over the years. I've done it both ways. Most people agree with what you said, though, because it is an important piece and you build around it. For me, over the years, I've developed an affinity to do it the other way around because I feel like the hat's always going to, well, I wear fascinators, right? So they're on a headband and they're going to fit. So for me, I'm like, well, let's work on making sure the dress fits and looks right. But then I have somebody build to match it perfectly and it works out fine.
Now, what about shoes? Because it's raining up there, right? I mean, you're not going
to go.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah.
You
got to have them boots ready to go.
Yeah.
You got to have them boots ready to go. And people up there understand it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There are going to be some boots on the ground. Yeah. Well, funny. But what the ladies do, though, is I saw some boots because I was there yesterday for Oaks Day. I was also at the track on Wednesday for something called Wednesday. But I saw some boots out there. But still, most ladies, they are set on the outfit they chose, and that's what it's going to be. And so we bring our ponchos on a day like this. I mean, I'm sitting out on the porch now looking at the rain, a little irritated because I hate when this happens. We're still going to have an amazing time in whatever shoes we're in. There's areas, if you're not in covered seats, there's areas nearby you can go to take cover. But I still wear whatever shoes I'm going to wear. I haven't worn boots to Derby.
They will. Listen, I'm sorry, but I have to laugh, and you will absolutely understand. Think of your elders from back in the day. Sam, you know what I'm talking about. We have that mama or auntie who got dressed up for Easter Sunday, and it rained like up in Chicago, or it snowed in some cases.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't care. I'm wearing these shoes. and put them shoes on.
We took great care and time to put this outfit together. I'm wearing it. It's going to live.
We're spending time with WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Julie Smith. She is in Louisville, and she is social.
Yeah.
I was trying to add Julie Smith TV at Julie Smith TV. She's not going to tell you, but you know what, though? If somebody was dropping into town.
It's Julie Smith on air.
I probably changed it
over the years. Yeah, okay. Julie Smith on air.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, sorry.
If somebody's dropping into town, and since you do traffic around here, how are you telling people the best way to move around that place if they're not, you know, there? This is your hometown.
Oh, I tell them to be, if they're driving themselves to the track, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Be prepared for the gridlock once you get off the exit down there near Churchill Downs, because that's just what it's going to be. There's just so many people descending on the same spot. For me, honestly, like that and the parking, people. Somebody was asking me the other day, where do we park? Do we park at, there's a fair, and the Kentucky Fair and Expo Center is nearby, and there's a shuttle service. But you might get stuck in a long line waiting on the shuttle, right? So part of the fun to me is driving down there, and you are going to be in a bit of gridlock, but as you get closer to the track, the locals that live in the neighborhoods immediately surrounding, this is a big time of year for them. You know, it's most of the homes are older or whatnot, so they'll let you tear up their yard. They make good money selling parking spots in their yard, and I love doing that because it's always a good time. Everybody's in a good mood. It's a very festival spirit. It's awesome. I love it.
They do the Indy 500, too. They just come on, tap the grass.
Do they? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they get a lot of snow up there anyway, so they ruin their lawn. Nobody's got masters-like grass up there.
Nobody cares.
Julie Smith joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Question for you. How are you going to feel tomorrow?
And
I said,
oh,
No. I said this to Sam earlier. I'm going to say it to you because you both work in the journalism world. So if you don't put a bet down, even if it's just $2 on general,
exactly,
how are you going to feel tomorrow if that horse wins?
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. Now one of my executive producer, Mike Jansen, I'm going to call him out.
Okay.
He's also originally from Kentucky. He's our executive producer in the morning. And he ridiculed me last week because I was like, oh, my gosh, his name is Journalism, the favorite. It's a no-brainer. And he said, you're going to go with the easy, obvious favorite. And I said, his name is Journalism. So,
right.
You know, there's others. And there's so many different ways to place your bets. So I can work him in there. But there's no way I'm not putting something on him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I go for the long shot as well. I work the long shot in there.
Okay.
Now, you want to work a little deal with Julie? Like, say, put a dollar down for me and you pay her when she gets back to Atlanta?
We might have to work that out when you come back to Atlanta.
I'll send y'all my Venmo.
All right, we'll do that. Well, thoughts about this race, and, you know, everybody talks about how rain may affect some things, and of course, mm-hmm. Because it goes on in any way. And I saw yesterday it's got some windy conditions, and some people had to clear out of the infield, right?
Oh, my goodness. So yesterday, it wasn't a tornado. It was a severe thunderstorm. We saw the lightning and thunder, and on the jumbotron, it started to say, "Take cover, seek shelter." So they paused the races, and everybody had to go inward towards the middle of the whole facility, which is huge. That was a thing. I've never actually seen that happen. I've seen the rain come down, and we've had to get the ponchos out. But you know, they paused it, I think, for about 45 minutes. And then everything resumed. And the rain, like I said, never stops anybody from having an awesome time out there. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's a thing. And it's not just the women either. But we were wanting to take the fun pictures. And it's just so much nicer when the sun is out. But whatever.
Yeah, that's
you know, we're there.
Julie, have you turned the corner yet while you're walking around the grounds and find yourself face to face with somebody? Call them a celebrity, call them athlete, whoever. Who have you turned the corner? Have you had that moment yet? And
oh,
God.
Well, I guess my answer would be a cheat because I hosted the red carpet in 2015 and 2016. So that probably doesn't count.
No, that don't count. Plus, that's 10 years ago. That don't count.
Right there.
So you haven't had it yet. Maybe it'll happen today.
I don't want to say face to face, but what I would never forget one year, though, before I ever even landed on TV or anything, but I was just there with my girlfriends to look up and over a balcony. Now, this might be controversial to some people, but keep in mind, this is probably, 15, 20 years ago. I look up and I see P. Diddy chatting with the Queen of England. And I just thought, they were just up there chatting away. And I'm like, what could they possibly be talking about?
He's trying to get in her purse.
Picture.
That's what was going on. He's trying to get in her purse.
Trying to find out what she had in the purse. That's what Greg and I always said. We don't know what Queen Elizabeth had in her purse. She always had a purse. She ain't eating no money.
That's true.
Julie.
That's true.
But she loved the ponies, though.
Yes, she did.
She did. She really did.
We had somebody on earlier, and you were at one of those bucket spots. What are yours? What are those places that you have not been to that you'd like to go? I'm not talking about covering, but you'd like to go. If it's not the Derby, obviously you're there. Indy 500, Daytona 5, World Series, whatever it is, Super Bowl. What haven't you been to that you would like to have given the opportunity attend next? Here in America or somewhere else?
Okay, so right off the bat, I mean, these might seem like obvious answers, but they just are. I mean, in the keeping with the Derby, I would love to go to the Royal Ascot over in England one day. That would just be amazing. Okay. They just go all out. And then Super Bowl. I've never love a Super Bowl party, but I've never been to the actual Super Bowl. And I'm really, you know, Sam, you know, I'm a basketball girl. But Super Bowl, that's a different thing. It's like I would love to just actually experience that atmosphere one day. That would be cool.
This is a big week up there. So there are a number of things. A lot of people will tune in today and figure this is a big event. But there are things all week, and you've probably been to several things, right?
Oh, you know me too well, Sam. Yeah, I got up here Tuesday night. And so what's happened now over the last few years, it's always been a big party in Louisville. And honestly, the events that just slap Kentucky Derby on the name of it, that starts like a month in advance. But yeah, that whole week prior, some folks might go ahead and start trickling into town if they've got some family or friends here. And there's a race day at the track every day, I think except Monday. It starts on Tuesday, which is now called 5-0 Tuesday, because that's the area code here. And that's a race day that's fun. Then I went on Wednesday, which they are calling Wednesday, like W-I-N. That's another fun race day, nowhere near as big as Derby Day, right? But what has gotten really big for the locals, I mean, it's packed down there, it's called Thurby on the Thursday before. And a lot of locals go to Thurby. Mm-hmm. And it is a fun day. It's really cool. But, you know, another thing that's happening is over the years, that ticket price for the Kentucky Derby, I mean, it's a racing to the finish line as well. It's just going up, up, up. And so that's a thing, right? That's, you know, it affects, I keep saying, is this my last year for the Derby? Because I don't know how long I can justify. But that's why Derby has become very popular. A lot of the locals are skipping that big ticket price for Derby Day and making it an awesome day for locals on Thursday. It's really cool. And of course, Friday is Oaks.
It's Oaks, right.
This is just me when I think about that area and this event. I wonder if it's the event or the person that's bigger. When I think of Louisville, what is it? Uh-huh. Is it the Kentucky Derby or is it still Ali? And is there any is there any way to combine the two on a day like this? Is his name in any sort of prominent place along the track?
Yeah, good question. Honestly, I don't think that you could get any local to choose. You're not going to be able to make us choose because, my goodness, he is a hometown hero. And there's such pride in the fact that this is his home. And I love the fact that throughout his career, he talked about Louisville all the time. You know, Louisville Lip was one of his many nicknames. And so we love that. And I tell everybody, if you make it to Louisville, if you don't do anything else, try to get by the Muhammad Ali Museum. Mm-hmm. It is amazing. Yes. A friend of mine, Devon Holt, he is the new president of the Ali Museum. But, oh, my gosh, but the tradition that's steeped in the Kentucky Derby, you can't make me choose. I just can't do it.
No, and I wondered. I don't know if there is an answer. But isn't it great that that's not New York, L.A., Chicago, one of the top 10 biggest cities, but yet they have two of the biggest, and I don't want to say things, but that city is identified by two very prominent, unmovable.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I guess I have to come back to things.
Yeah.
You know, that's special.
Yeah, I guess we call it connections or whatever. It's something we claim, obviously, and it's something that Louisvillians are very, very proud of. I mean, rightfully so. I mean, the whole world eyes are on Kentucky today, right? And I felt like it was the same way. I'll never forget the day of Muhammad Ali's funeral.
Yep.
And I remember waking up that day, and I think I posted on my Facebook, guys, the whole world is watching us today. And I think that was the first time I ever did Facebook Live. It was pretty new then. And I think I was live on Facebook for over an hour because I was standing at the end of Broadway where his hearse was driving and, you know, just at the very end because it went all through the city, through his boyhood home. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there with my dad and the helicopters were above and the scene of that hearse coming down Broadway covered in roses, and all you could see was the little windshield wiper where the driver could see out. There were kids running alongside it, riding bikes alongside. It was an amazing scene. But that just, again, it just is a testament to the pride that the city has in both of those elements of it. Yeah.
And if y'all don't know, as we end this with Julie, we just had a papal funeral.
Yeah.
And it did not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It did not compare to Ali's. I'll just say it like that. No offense to any of my Catholic folks out there, but y'all saw, y'all saw him. Okay.
Julie, he left a legacy for sure.
Julie, hey, listen, thank you. Can we talk to you again? Have you come back and for some other event? By the way, she's now 11 Alive. Yeah. You should be a part of the race. Will you be a part of the
Peachtree Road
the
Race?
The Peachtree Road Race? Because, you know, we always have Chesley on every year. Will you be a part of that?
I mean, I definitely need to talk with him about that. I would love it.
There you go.
I would love it.
There you go. And come right down here to the Colony Square location where Sam and I will be. But thank you again, and enjoy your time. You didn't tell us what color you're displaying up there. You're dressing your hat.
I'll just a shade of green. I'll just give you that much.
Okay.
I'm wearing a shade of green today.
Okay. And you're going to post those for us, right?
Oh, of course. You know, I've been so bad, Sam. I know you've probably been looking. It gets so busy. We're having so much fun. I'm like, I'm way behind on my posting. I didn't post anything from my day at the races on Wednesday. Yesterday was Oaks. I'm going to get at least one picture from yesterday up this morning before I post my Derby pictures because they got to go in order.
There you go. Julie,
coming.
Julie, thank you, and travel safely. Thanks. And we appreciate you getting up and joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.
Of course, of course. Have a great day, guys.
All right, there you go. Julie Smith. What do you call that show? It's the 11 Alive Mornings.
11 Alive Mornings.
And 11 Alive Mornings.
She's at the 151st Kentucky Derby. Journalism will run from the 8th spot. He's going to be right in the middle.
Yeah.
When they open the gate.
Isn't that apropos when it comes to journalism?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be right down the middle?
Supposed to be, right? Journalism. Number 8,
somebody's
right in the middle.
Paying attention to that.
When the gate opens.
We're going to get to Jason Longshore. He's going to join us at the 10 o'clock hour, getting a set for Atlanta United and Nashville today. Get back to some NFL talk. But up next, yep, there is money flying through the air. Sam was telling me about a project shooting in Decatur. Well, they're shooting in a number of places. Though it is slower than it has been in a while, I got some job opportunities for you. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, May the 3rd. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We're going to be back next week and the week after that and the week after that. But listen, we're just happy to be here, ain't we? It's just, I mean, if you got to have a job, even if it's a part-time job, we get up in here and we talk some stuff. By the way, while you were gone, Noel yelled at me. Uh-oh. Not yelled mean in a mean way, wanted me to know that she believes that Natalie Cole, who we're listening to here, deserves a movie too. We're talking earlier, keeping it in the sports world, I wondered aloud why there hasn't been or there should be soon a movie about Jason Williams, a.k.a. White Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's the problem? You're going to have to get a good script, obviously. You don't want to do something stupid, but he's one who deserves a movie. And on the heels of that, Noel came in and said, hey, so you want to make your case? As to why? Oh, she's in the middle of something. Sorry. When you get a second. Oh, here she comes. You can hear the fumble of headphones.
Watch out.
Oh,
watch
yeah,
out.
That's just somebody that has lived. Like, if you want to see...
Tell the people who don't know about Natalie Cole what you can say over the air about her life.
Since Natalie Cole is what my generation today would consider a nepo baby.
Right.
That fell into music. And I say fell into because she really wanted to do, like, radical 70s rock and kind of, like, fell her way into, like... R&B music or whatever, really popped off, did her own thing, but definitely had some personal issues. Yep. And some issues with her mother and some other things, and it made a very, very interesting and compelling life.
And having no father.
Yes, well, but yes, yet, technically, yes.
But hearing nothing, it's almost JFK Jr.-like.
Yeah.
In that all
yeah,
he
she
heard
was a little
about,
older, but yeah, like, yeah.
No, I mean, as far as people, wherever she turned a corner, somebody was talking about her daddy.
Right.
When she showed up at places. So, I mean, that is a discussion, I'm sure, that took place on a couch someplace.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the kind of stuff that causes those personal issues mm-hmm. that are very interesting to see played out either in a book or in film. Like, they did a Lifetime one, and she was actually in it to, like, do the third half of the movie or whatever. But we need a feature-length film. 3 hours, IMAX, AMC, all that.
All right, writers out there, there's your task. You need to write a script for Jason Williams, White Chocolate, and Natalie Cole. We'll get back to you. We'll find out. We'll check. Get you in development. Hey, I got a new casting call that is out there. I shouldn't say I do. The casting directors out there want you to know that there are job opportunities in front of the camera this week for May 5th. You're going to see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X. You can also see it at 929thegame.com/casting call. Starting off with Patrick, our buddy from Extras Cast in Atlanta, doing a project called Judgment Day. They need first responders. First responders. I just read a thing about, let me say it again because I don't want to just tease over this because it's worthy of saying properly. Chief Brandon sent me a thing for help firefighters. Well, let's do it this way. Give Burns the boot, a boot drive, firefighters. So we're just talking about that. There is a need for firefighters and police officers for Judgment Day. You're going to see this is the first breakdown, 21 and older. In fact, it's 4 days of shooting. Going to get started on the 13th of May. So you'll see that breakdown there. And then there's just a need for people who want to be a part of a TV crew and fans of a local TV show. So again, get your submissions in. This is Extras Casting Atlanta. Extras and there's casting. A breakdown, by the way, at the end. For those of you who don't know, who've never done this before, I walk you through not only where you can find voiceover connections, the link to the Georgia Department of Labor for those of you who are minors and need that certificate to get on set, just a little bit of paperwork, gets it to you the next day. The list of the Extras casting directors, so when Sam and I go off the air, and what was he talking about earlier today? And you can go, boom, right to their social media pages. And a very generic walkthrough of how to submit yourself. 3 things. Take a couple pictures, give them the information they want, and send it to or link to the website that they want you to. But 3 pictures, waist up, headshot, maybe full body. Stand in front of a blank wall. Do it with your cell phone. Dress in character. If they're looking for hospital staff, if you happen to have scrubs around the house, put that on. If you're going out, they're looking for upscale dinner scene or restaurant scene, put some nice clothes on to take the pictures.
Yeah.
It only helps.
Yeah.
Rose Lock is doing DSL St. Louis. Now, listen to you. Let me tell you something what Rose Lock is doing here. When you get to this list, she got like three projects we've got listed here. So DSL St. Louis, it doesn't matter who's in it. They need people to be a part of a bar scene. Bar, restaurant scene, 18 and over. So there's that, outdoor bar scene, and then people to be a part of. This is something you could do, Sam.
Yeah.
You absolutely
you think?
Could. Well, here's why.
Okay.
They're looking for people to be a part of a winery staff.
Okay.
Teaching people how the ins and outs. See, look at that.
The finer points.
The finer points of winery. That's you. So there's a need for that. Then we get to their other project, Santa Maria, which I have told you about, is the, I don't call it a biopic or whatever, but it's about John Madden. So while there's a couple needs still for football players on here, and you'll see that on our breakdowns, they are literally this week looking for, wait for it, gamers.
Okay.
Calling all gamers. Now, I just said this is about John Madden, right? So they're looking for those of you out there who played Madden 2003, 2004, right? They want to hear from you. You gotta be able to play PlayStation 2. If you can do all that,
wow.
And you were that person in the house all day long doing that, now it's going to pay off because they're making this movie. So there's a need for gamers, photo doubles, football players that are going to be on the field, and those on the sidelines. Destination Casting has got a For My Man project where they're looking for, well, there's actually a number of things for this one. So I'm not going to say, but it's a featured role, but there's a number of roles they're trying to fill. So you'll see the breakdown. You just want to go to the link, and they'll have breakdowns of what exactly they're looking for. And I finish with your favorite, paid audience members. Paid studio audience members to watch a TV show being filmed. In this case, it's Divorce Court. But they're going to pay you. They're going to feed you. And if you'd like to go out there and grab some of this money, you'll see that under Hilton Casting. You guys got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com. And again, you can see the list up on GetCast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call. There you go.
Yeah.
You would think that there was nothing really big going on.
I saw several different base camps this week. And so, absolutely, man. I'm saying, okay, we got something happening over here. Whoa, something happened. I passed by something yesterday. Police were cartoning off an area, a parking lot, where there's something was happening on the backside of a building. And then this morning I saw a complete street. It was just, don't even think about coming down through here.
That's usually how it happens.
That was, you know what I mean? So it is happening, like you said, maybe not to the degree it was,
a
while back. But if you, just keep an eye out for it, it is happening around the area.
So the day I went and had my surgery last week, the oral surgery, and got things set to where I can, I'm now wearing the Invisaligns, it was a red letter day. And something happened, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, I was going to read an email that I got from one of the most famous directors in show business. I had been booked on Superman, and I went and shot my scene. In fact, did it over at Georgia GPB. Went up the elevator with a very, 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 very famous wrestler.
Okay.
I can't say anything more because he might be in the movie, so I'm not going to say nothing more.
All right.
So we shot the scene, and boom, that was it. Like I normally do. Now, TV shows, I kind of look for because most cases I know I'm in, but I learned a long time ago that when it comes to movies, that's not always the case. But this has never happened before. So I got this from James Gunn's people. I got this from DC Studios. You ready? Hi, Greg. I hope this email finds you well. I'm reaching out because we are close to finishing up this particular project, and James wanted to let you know that, unfortunately, your news reporting scenes and dialogue did not make the final cut.
Yeah.
You did a fantastic job, and it truly has nothing to do with you or your performance. We just had to make some choices that worked best for the pacing and storytelling of the movie. Please let me know if you have any questions or concerns. Otherwise, we hope that you have been well, and thank you again for all the great work. I'm framing this. And listen, I understand completely. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, you understand that this is a kind of part happens. Of the process. And I will never, ever share anything like this again. But I just, you know, since I talk about what I do with our audience on a regular basis, I figure I'd give you this. The reason I read this is because I didn't get one of these from Spider-Man. But yet I was cut out. You remember that?
I'm not.
There's nowhere to be seen. If you know exactly where to look in the scene where Peter Parker comes back to high school, and there's that crowd that's just chanting and saying all kinds of crazy stuff to him, there were some reporters that were reporting on what was going on, and that's where me and three other people, Mallory Hoff, who you see on the financial report, mm-hmm. we watch her here on. She was one of the other reporters, and another woman. We all got cut off, and somebody who didn't look anything like the three of us ended up being in the movie. But that's fine. But I never got a heads up from that. But my name's at the end as a credit, so I get residuals.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm all right with that. But this, I just thought that was special. I sent them a very nice response and thanked them, and I hope to work, you know, with these guys again. But, yeah, that again, I share this all this stuff with you folks, so I might as well share this with you too. So I will not be seen in the upcoming Superman. And I think they sent this. I could be wrong. It doesn't really matter. I ain't mad at them. I ain't going to get residuals either. Like, because if they tell me I'm not going to make it,
then
I'm not going to be part of the credits at the end. But that wasn't the case with Superman or Spider-Man. So you'll still see my name there as one of the reporters, but you ain't going to see me. So anyway, that was the James Gunn thing there. So I have two letters I got from people connected with projects that I have kept. This is the second one.
Okay.
But the first one was from Maverick Carter.
Ah.
I got one from him when Survivor's Remorse went off the air. And he thanked everybody and LeBron, you know, they thanked everybody for being a part of the project. I said, I ain't getting no letter from Maverick Carter before. I'm going to keep this. All right, so I did. I got them both away someplace. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jason Longshore, the fifth Beatle, when it comes to this show. He's going to get a set for Atlanta United versus Nashville. By the way, that's happening this afternoon. Pre-kick at 1:30, kick at 2:30. Jason's going to join us, going to get back to some NFL talk. And again, want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.